At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? It's been raining all day here in Jersey, but I actually don't mind. There is something really nice about gloomy weather when you know you have to catch up on work. It kind of forces me to stay in the house and not really do anything too exciting out of the home. So it's Monday. I wanted to catch up on work. I answered some emails and I just am kind of ready to hit the ground running for the week. Tomorrow is also my sister's birthday. So I want to give her a shout out here on the podcast. Happy 21st birthday, Juliet. I can't believe my sister is 21. I will always view her as a baby. Like she was always like my little doll growing up when we were like kids. We have a 7-year age difference, and I always felt like I was like her second mom, even though I wasn't. And I would just like look at her as like my little doll. I used to love to do her hair and her makeup and dress her up and boss her around. And, you know, time flies, and now we're both adults, so I can't believe it. And I'm excited to celebrate her. We're going to celebrate her birthday this weekend. I also wanted to bring up some things that had happened over the weekend and then also what I'm going to be doing tonight. Where should I start? All right, well, let's talk about the weekend. So I had an amazing meeting with my podcast agency, and we were kind of talking about future plans for the visual podcast, and I kind of wanted to mention it on here with you guys today because you guys deserve to know what's going on, and I think that you guys would be really excited. So we were discussing just some of the plans for making the podcast visual and kind of what steps I need to personally take in order to prioritize that. And I kind of shared some of my own personal hesitations around this subject, and I'll kind of share them with you guys as well. Something that I am a little bit worried about is if I were to make the podcast visual, I have this underlying fear that I will be a little bit more robotic or mechanical in the way that I speak, and I won't want to talk about such deep subjects anymore. And I'm not really sure why. It's not that my YouTube channel currently isn't deep, because I do feel like I've shared a great amount on there as well. But there's something really special about the community that I've built over here, and also just the storytelling abilities that I feel like I've been able to have, being that I'm recording this without a camera looking at me. And I feel like my emotions are able to like run free without judgment or without any type of analyzing. And it allows me to really break down how I'm feeling, whether it's like emotionally, mentally, spiritually, without feeling like I need to like have a guard up. That being said, I feel like I really want to eradicate that feeling and step into my power and into my purpose and align with this new chapter, which is that I want this podcast to eventually be visual and I want it to grow and evolve and change. So although I am a little bit nervous that I won't be able to perform the way that I do now, I don't want to put that in my head to where I'm already sabotaging the entire thing. I much rather just say to myself, Haley, you will get used to it and you will be able to perform this way, and if not, even better. And I'm just going to kind of go into it with that positive mindset. So that's kind of what the meeting was about. I also was told like all of my numbers and how well my podcast is doing. So I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for listening, for downloading, for rating, for following. It means the absolute world to me. And I know I never really like plug it that often. Like I'm not like super great with marketing. So I'll like maybe post when I release a podcast episode and that's it. But I don't really market it the best of my ability. And for those who like stick with me, listen every week and keep up with what I'm putting out, I really want you guys to know that you are so appreciated. And I'm going to try to do so much better in 2025 with like advocating for myself and marketing myself and my businesses in a way where it can excite people and make people want to listen and watch more. So let's definitely put out all of the good vibes into the air so that we can have like the best year ever. I'm really trying to go into it with that mindset. I also have such a fun evening planned. I am going to be going to a New Jersey Devils hockey game. I was invited by someone to be there, essentially for like their woman empowerment game, I guess. I really didn't do too much research, but I do know that I really have always wanted to go to a hockey game and that they were so courteous enough to allow me to bring a plus one and to give us like the VIP treatment. So we're going to be able to go into the lounge. We're going to be able to take a picture on the ice. We're going to get some merchandise and food and just be there for all of the vibes. So I'm so excited. A little cute little tea about me. I was invited to several hockey games from guys that I was dating in the past, and it never ended up going through. Like, we never ended up fulfilling those plans. And I've always been like, damn, like, I've always wanted to go. And so it's definitely a full circle moment that I was actually invited by the New Jersey Devils hockey team themselves. What a cool thing to be invited to. I am so floored, so honored, and I'm gonna have the best time tonight. So although it's gloomy and raining and nasty in Jersey tonight, I'm gonna have the best evening ever. So I will definitely be taking pictures and making content for that. So definitely head over to my Instagram to be able to see all of that at Haley Gamba. Okay, so now that I got all of the updates out of the way, I am so excited to be doing part two to my dating turn-ons and like what makes a guy attractive. And I told you guys in the last episode that I was gonna be doing an interactive one again because I love doing these. I love hearing your guys' responses. So if you're listening to this right now and you didn't listen to last week's episode, pause it now, go and listen to it. I shared all of my own personal dating turn-ons and things that I find attractive in a man. I think that it's fun to talk about these things. It keeps things light, it keeps things interesting, and it also maybe puts things into your consciousness that you maybe haven't thought of before. So the first half of the episode, I talked about things that were like more serious and definitely things that I really look for in a person. And then at the latter part of the episode, I talked about like superficial things because, hey, we're girls after all. We do talk about a guy having a nice smile and like washboard abs, okay? It happens. So that being said, this episode is me reading and reacting to what you guys like about a guy, the things that you find attractive and the things that turn you on. I asked you guys over on Instagram and I got a lot of responses. So I'm going to just go through them and I'm going to either agree, disagree, or just comment on them. And I'm really excited. So let's get into it. Okay, the first person said the first thing that they find attractive in a guy is someone who cooks dinner. So someone who makes some food. Love that. That is very attractive. A man who cooks. I can totally see how that could do it for you. Ooh, this is a really juicy one. He made me tacos and drove them to me at 2 a.m. That is so sweet. I love an intentional person and I love a generous person. That is a very like kind and generous thing to do. And I'm not really sure why you needed tacos at 2 a.m., but I love that. And having homemade tacos is chef's kiss. So hats off to you, girl. That better be your guy. He proceeded with care and caution. What an attractive quality. I totally get it. Someone who is able to like be patient and just be a little bit cautious and gentle with you is definitely attractive quality because it means that he understands women, understands what we've been through, and just is able to make you feel super comfortable in his presence. So I really love that. Okay, another person said what turns her on is he can build and fix anything in the house or the car. Definitely sexy. A man who's handy, oh my God, it's like the best. I always make a joke to my parents about how I love living alone and I love like not having a partner, but then like the one thing that I definitely notice is if I like needed a man to like build something or put something in the attic for me that was heavy, and I'm like, that's like the one time where I'm like, I wish I had a man here for that. So not all men do things like that, but if you can get yourself a man who can like build something and put something away and like definitely is giving like a strong pair of arms in the house, that is not a loss. It's definitely something that is a turn on and very attractive. So I totally agree. And yeah, a guy that can fix a car, man, save you a bunch of, you know, thousands of dollars on car repair. Amazing. Okay, another person said, a man who is not lazy is a turn on. 1000%. I think that a lot of people categorize laziness differently. And I guess for me, it would just be someone who like lacks ambition, lacks discipline, and lacks work ethic. So I guess if a guy is doing all of those things, I would consider them to not be lazy. Okay, another person said, he believes in my dreams. That is so cute. It is so nice when a guy comes into your life and it's not just all about them. Like they are genuinely happy for you and excited for you and believe in you and want the best for you. That is someone who really cares. So I really love that as well. And that is a very attractive thing. He's an active listener, full body attention, intrigued in my stories and asking questions. Yes. I actually said this in part one about how I really love a man who looks like he's paying attention and knows how to listen. Such an amazing quality. Because there's one thing to listen and another thing to be hearing. Like hearing someone and listening are two different things. And I can really tell when someone is processing what I'm saying and able to like add to the conversation in a really like amazing way. So yeah, having an active listener in your life is super amazing and it's super sexy. Okay, another person said someone who is firm and knows what he wants and takes initiative. So attractive. When a guy knows how to make a decision, when a guy knows how to initiate, just all around beautiful. Like, can't complain. Okay, I really love this one. He has goals, a life outside of our relationship, and cares for his mental and physical health. This is huge, guys, because we are going through an immense mental health crisis. And being with someone who brings your mental health down and just doesn't allow you to grow and feel happy, that can be really a deterrence in life. So being around someone who understands that it's important for him to nurture his own mental health, it's just such an attractive quality. And it's just, it's something that requires like self-awareness and self-actualization. I also do agree with the life outside of a relationship. Like, yeah, I want you to be able to have your own hobbies and passions and dreams and things that you're doing outside of me. I think that that was always a huge thing that I was struggling with in past relationships where I was dating people who made their entire life about me. And although it's kind of cute in the beginning, during the relationship and throughout time, it starts to not be cute anymore because you're like, hey, you have to like take a step back and like focus on yourself and like do things for you. And that takes, you know, self-isolation at times and being able to nurture things about yourself that you can't when I'm around. And that is a very attractive quality. Okay, I like this one too. He understands the female experience. For instance, if I hear a man call periods gross, I'm out. I do appreciate when a man understands what it means to be a woman. And obviously, like they will never actually know. But I have seen that the men that have sisters or a great relationship with their mother tend to have a better grasp on what it takes to be a woman. So I 100% agree. Okay, this is a good one. Someone who remains calm no matter what. I always feel safe around him. Having a man with a calm aura is just such a beautiful thing. And just someone who's patient and knows how to like emotionally regulate. It's just such a beautiful thing to be around. And it actually is quite rare. I feel like a lot of people tend to be a little bit reactionary or erratic or just don't know how to manage their emotions well. And it's really nice to be around someone who's calm. Oh, I love this one. He's introspective and analyzes his actions. Wow, guys, you are really like taking the cake on telling me what your turn-ons are and what you guys find attractive because it has me thinking about things that I maybe didn't even realize I either had or didn't have in certain situations. And yeah, being with someone who's introspective and analyzes his actions means that he is attempting to take accountability and reflect from a place of just being a student to his own actions and learning from them. So very, very, very attractive. He treats his parents like royalty. Definitely attractive. Someone who treats their parents well is someone who's going to treat you well. And I remember always hearing this saying of like, If a man is kind to you and not to everyone else, he will eventually not be kind to you. And I used to be the girl who would like be happy to be with a guy who was like pedestalizing me and then like kind of was nonchalant with everyone else. Little did I know that eventually that person was going to turn on me. What I have found to be the most incredible, sexy thing about a guy is when he is kind to everyone, when he treats everyone well. And yeah, it's a great sign. So that includes how he treats his parents, how he treats his siblings, how he treats the janitor, how he treats the CEO, how he treats the gardener. Like, how are you treating these people? Are you kind to everyone? And that's definitely something that would be a green flag. He always keeps his word. Definitely attractive. Someone whose actions speak louder than their words is even more of a thing for me. But yes, if somebody keeps their word, big. He has interesting hobbies. Surfing, professional scuba diver, plays the saxophone, etc. I love that. I definitely talked about this in my previous episode about how I've always been drawn to people who are different than me. So I guess that also falls under the category of like hobbies. I was never a sporty person growing up, but I always had like an admiration for people who had the discipline to play sports and do them well. So I really have always loved being around people who did things that I never did, whether it was like playing soccer or basketball or football. And so that also goes for these hobbies that you just mentioned as well. Okay, this next person said, charisma, wit, and confidence. Yeah, those will definitely be things that will get you into it right away. I know for me that was always like my kryptonite was a guy that had charm and had charisma. I feel like it got me into a little bit of trouble because it would definitely blind me from their negative qualities, but it is very nice to be around someone who is charming and confident and witty because it keeps you on your toes and it's definitely like a good amount of mental stimulation. So I definitely agree. And being that I am a sapiosexual and I do find someone who is intellectual and has good banter with me to be someone that is attractive, I really do appreciate that. Okay, I really like this one. His acts of service, it's a slow burn. So I guess they're pretty much saying that the way that he does things for you is, you know, like slowly but surely. I really do like that as well because I feel like when people do too much for you at once in the beginning, it can feel like, what's the word called? Love bombing. It can just feel like somebody's love bombing you. So I really do like when they do things for you and it just kind of takes time to get to see that, but they are definitely very intentional in that. He has a soft and a hard side. I love that. I think it's important to be able to be multifaceted and multidimensional. We have so many different emotions and qualities within us, and it's so important that we're able to tap into them when necessary. So I do think it's like really hot when a guy has like a tough exterior and then like you see him like have his first baby and he's like crying holding his baby. What an attractive quality to see like a very masculine, strong, tough guy just soften up around things that make him happy or make him feel something. So yes, I do love someone with a soft and a hard side. It just shows like, hey, I am someone with multiple different feelings, emotions, and just traits, and I'm not afraid to tap into any of them. I smell him before I see him. Yummy cologne does it for me. Girl, me and you both. When I tell you a man gets so much more attractive when he smells good. I mean, you could date a guy and think, all right, he's like a 6 or a 7, but then like you smell him and it just like automatically makes him a 10. Like, I don't know why, like scent really does it for me. It just makes somebody sexy and especially a good cologne. Like, I'm trying to think of like the last cologne that I really loved on a guy. I mean, I feel like all of like the Versace's, the Givenchy's, I'm trying to think of what else, like Armani. Oh, that's what I think a guy that I dated wore once and it smelled so good. It was like the Armani Gio or like the Giorgio Armani, I don't know, Acqua di Gio maybe. It smelled very good, but it was definitely doing for me. Ooh, this is funny. Someone said, a turn on for me is when he's a man hater too. LOL. Yeah, I mean, okay. Obviously, I wouldn't want a man to like hate other men, but I do like when men don't lie to you about what other men do. Like, a lot of guys will like cover each other and they'll be like broing each other to death. And then you'll meet like a guy who says like, hey, I totally know how guys are. I totally see it. And like, they're not like invalidating your experiences that you've had with bad guys. So I definitely agree that it's nice to have a man who sides with women and like understands what other men do. I don't know if I necessarily would want a man to hate other men, but I definitely want them to be aware of what other men do and also kind of like be able to internally check themselves in the process. This is cute. When he speaks lovingly about his relationship with his parents or family without prompting. Very cute. Again, it just kind of falls into someone who is family oriented, who respects the people that have raised them and have, you know, shaped them into who they are. So it's definitely nice to see someone who is able to compliment those who have given them a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Okay, someone said, Mr. Make It Happen. Absolutely. A confident aura. Yup. How he articulates himself. Again, yup. I find that I'm not meeting so many people that are like super articulate. Anytime I have like a mind-blowing conversation with someone, it's with a woman. So when I do meet a man who's articulate and really knows how to have a great intellectual conversation, I'm not gonna lie, it definitely does it for me. He likes resolving issues, not amplifying them. I love that. That is so beautifully written. And yeah, it's nice when you have a problem solver, someone who is solution oriented and who just wants to make life easier for you. It's just so sexy. He's not a tryhard. He knows what he brings to the table. Yes, I love the saying, like, if you are something, you don't have to sell it. You don't have to prove it. And yeah, someone who isn't always trying to sell themselves, like, what is does not need to be explained. So when you're just kind of purely existing and you're confident in who you are and what you have, you don't really need to overly sell it. And it's very attractive when someone knows that about themselves. A God-fearing man. Very sexy. He's mature enough to know the difference between lust and love. I love that. I never thought about that. But yes, I definitely said in my last episode that I don't like someone who over-sexualizes me. But yeah, it's nice when someone knows the difference between the two. Pays attention to small details about me. I love that. Somebody who is inquisitive about you, who wants to know more, who also can just see a version of you that maybe you can't see in yourself or something that you didn't necessarily highlight or think of. It's just a really nice thing. And it feels good to know that somebody is seeing you deeper. It's just beautiful. Okay, this is a big one. A lot of you guys wrote chivalry, flowers, opening doors, and it just comes to him naturally. I don't have to tell him. So yes, someone who is chivalrous and does it through just their gestures or how they are able to just position themselves around you. It's beautiful. It's nice. And it feels like you are being romanced and taken seriously. I at least view someone who is showing up with flowers and pulling out my chair as someone who is intentional and serious about dating. They're not just looking always for like this instant gratification. And although some of them might be, they are still putting in the effort to get you to like them. And I think that that's very attractive. I think a lot of guys these days are showing up like the half-ass bare minimum and are still assuming and hoping that you're gonna like them. And it's like, no, like you have to do more than just exist, babe. Like you're not good enough just sitting there doing nothing and contributing nothing to my life. And I know that that sounds pretty harsh, but what I've learned about relationships and getting to know people is that they take effort. It is so crucial and important that we nurture all of the relationships in our life with our friends, with our family, and with our romantic partners. And that a lot of people, they just want to say that they have something, but they don't want to actually do the things that it takes to maintain that thing, which is why they say, you know, some people want friends and some people want friendship. Having friends takes no effort. Having friendship takes effort and intentionality. So I do love that what chivalry shows is someone who is intentional about their dating process. A lot of you guys said that you love a guy that can teach you things. We are on the same wavelength, ladies, because I said that in my last episode and I feel like that is just such an attractive quality. Like when somebody can add into your life in a way where you didn't have that thing before. Somebody said, he looks as hot as me. Period. Like, okay, it's called equally yoked, babe. He's quiet, but when he's passionate about a subject, he will talk your head off. Love it. I love a man who's passionate and gets excited about things that mean something to them. It is just such an attractive quality to be able to be an active listener to a man expressing his passion for things. It's very attractive. It is. Oh, this is a good one. Ego isn't the driving force. He considers all the ways his actions affect others. very attractive. He's always busy, busy with school, gym, family, something, not just gaming and sleeping. Yes, okay, this is pretty much like the opposite of someone who's lazy. So just someone who is doing things, that is a very attractive thing. I do love a man that barely has time for me, but still makes time for me. Like that's just so, I don't know, it's just hot. And I do find like that the guys that have the busiest lives are always the ones that plan the dates, make the schedule, and plan the itinerary, and show up very intentional. It's the ones who have more free time that seem to be the worst texters, that seem to be the worst at making plans, and it's like, And then they're always complaining like, oh, it's work. Babe, I have dated people who work way more important jobs than you, and they always know how to make time. He allows room for my feelings. Oh, I love that. Someone who allows you to have the space to feel how you feel, to be emotional, to be passionate, and to be able to express yourself. It's definitely really nice. I feel like a lot of the times I've dated people, and this was like a red flag, but I would date people who only liked me when I was like my best, always liked me when I was, you know, cool and fun and exciting. And the second that I was not my best self, or I was maybe down, or I wasn't able to uplift them, that is when the fantasy and the excitement for them dwindled, and then they kind of weren't as invested. So it's really nice when somebody just allows you to be yourself and allows you the space to feel how you feel. Okay, and the last one, I love this. He deeply pays attention to my needs. If I'm out of my favorite body wash, he replaced it already. I love that. I love a man who knows who he's living with and knows who he's attending to. I remember I was like dating this guy, and this was like such a big deal for me, even though I don't know if he realized it at the time or even if I did, but we would have a conversation and I would say something like in a passing discussion, like, oh, this is my favorite candy, or this is my this. And it would be like just a one sentence, and then we would move on to the next subject. And then the next time I would see him, he would bring me that candy or that thing that we discussed. So like, I remember we were like having this conversation about Nerds clusters. And I said, oh, I love those Nerds clusters, they're so good, blah, blah, blah. You know, I haven't been able to find them in a while. And then he was like, yeah, they're pretty good. And then we like moved on to the next subject. The next time I saw him, he got me every flavor of Nerds clusters and had them like on the passenger seat waiting for me. I was obsessed. So yeah, it's really nice when someone notices things about you or just wants to make you feel good or valued or heard. And they do it through like action and gift giving. It's just, it's really attractive. Like a lot of guys always think that they need to spend top dollar to impress a woman. And although maybe for some, yes, I think that really what it is that a woman feels like she's being heard and that she's being valued and that someone is thinking of her. So sometimes it's just the little things. Okay, guys, I absolutely loved your answers. They were all so good. And I feel like they were not super physical based. Like I was kind of surprised to read through them and see that you guys mostly discussed things that were very like deep and meaningful and that meant a lot to you. So I really appreciate your guys' takes, and I agree with pretty much all of them. I hope that you guys are getting that treatment and that love and that respect in your dating life. And if you're not and you're listening, ladies, this is something that you can maybe write down. You can write down some of these points that the other ladies put out there so that you can create a new standard or boundary list for yourself. I really loved this episode. I think we'll get back to a more serious subject next week. But thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed this a lot. And I love you guys so much. Talk to you next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.